Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Long with the New Warehouse Podcast here at MODEX 2020 in Atlanta. We are at the New Warehouse Podcast booth, and I am joined by Harold Vanass, who is from Enersys. And we talked to Enersys a couple times before. Last year, we were actually just talking about the upgrade, right? So I talked to them at ProMat last year, and I was in their booth upstairs in the conference room, and now we're at our booth, and Harold was just commenting on the upgrade.
Fancy equipment. We're wearing headphones. We have boom mics. We sound good. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. The last time we talked, I think I had just a little handheld recorder.
Did.
So we've come a long way. And we're actually recording today on the 1 year anniversary. So definitely happy Harold could be a part of that. We love Enersys, and we know we love wireless charging.
That's right. Well, it's really cool. I've said this to you before. I think the industry needs something like this.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a great way to get information out. And
definitely.
Thanks for including us.
Definitely. So why don't you tell us a little bit, give the listeners, I guess, a reminder of what it is you do and also a reminder of what Enersys does.
So I'm Senior Director of Marketing for Motive Power, which is the, in essence, batteries that move, forklift trucks and things like that,
right.
Floor care equipment for the Americas. So I do that.
Mm-hmm.
Enersys is the largest industrial battery supplier in the world. So we do industrial batteries. These are the big things. So fork trucks and stationary batteries or reserve power batteries, data centers and telephones and cell phones, backing all that up. We'll do military batteries. We do batteries and pacemakers, batteries and old medical devices. So we do a lot of different technologies.
Anything that has a battery.
You got it. Yeah, not little one. We're not doing flashlight batteries. We don't do stuff like that. We don't do that sort of stuff. But these are bigger batteries.
All right, definitely. All right, so tell us a little bit about, I guess what you guys have going on in terms of batteries. You guys have definitely a lot of different options and also a lot of probably more advanced options than some of the stuff we're seeing. Like we talked about wireless. But talk to us about your Nexus Pure, Nexus Ion.
Sure. So, yeah, there are newest technologies that are coming out. And, one of the themes that I think I've been talking about to people that have been coming into the booth is this trend of change. And, forklift batteries, specifically for this industry, they've been pretty static for the last 85-ish, 100-ish years.
Definitely.
I think that the biggest change probably in the last 10 to 20 years was fast charge, charging up faster. But in the last three, four years especially, is lithium coming out, and then our own thin plate pure lead. Rapid change, rapid growth in those products.
Right.
What's driving that? Drive to maintenance free, right? You're seeing end users that just... They want an easier experience. They want an experience that's probably more similar to what they see in their lives every day. I don't have to water these batteries. I don't have to change these batteries. I can fast charge these batteries. That's really what's driving it. So that's what we're responding to. We're seeing that in the market. So Thin Plate Pure Lead is a product we've had out for a while. It's a maintenance-free lead product. We're about to launch our next generation of that, where we add some carbon to the plates, and it gives us a longer life of that product. So that's what we're looking. We're excited about that. We're also going to package it in a system, put a battery management system on it, make it a little bit of a lithium light sort of experience.
Right.
Where, again, you're in light to medium duty applications with that, but it's got a lower price point than lithium. Lithium is a technology that we'll be launching this summer. We've got two real lithium batteries in the booth this year.
Okay.
And that is, again, same sort of experience that we want to give our customers, where maintenance-free, connected to the truck, integrated with the truck's systems through CAN, through the CAN bus, just a real seamless experience, but and a fast charging experience again, but a different price point and more for a heavy-duty application. So where I personally see, and I think where the company, where Innesys sees this happening, is that you'll see hybrid situations where you might have very well have two technologies in there. I think like pure lead in light to medium duty application, vehicles that are in light to medium duty applications or usage, and then lithium in your heavy duty applications, charged from the same charger, same experience for that operator, two very different price points, giving you that lowest total cost of ownership. And you know, like I like to say, you could certainly use a sit down class one truck to move pallets, right? Really expensive option, but you could do it. And those are the things that we think about, is that, you know, one truck doesn't fit every use. Well, the same thing with batteries. We want to put that right power type into the truck, priced correctly, similar experience, and that's really the direction that we're heading with. To me, the rate of change is just so rapid.
It's right now, absolutely crazy. Just everything across the board in our industry is just, it seems like the past couple of years, things are just going crazy.
It is.
Went from like really no serious technology change, so all of a sudden, like, everything is changing.
It is, and, you know, it's not just batteries. It's everything, and including, you know, I want this integrated under the CAN bus of the truck. Okay, who was talking about that 2 years ago? Nobody, you know. CAN bus was a bus maybe you're taking in the street with a can. You know, it's nothing what we're doing now, so although that happening. So it's cool. I mean, it's really, for technology folks, it's a lot of fun. I think what we're seeing is this industry catching up with our consumer selves, right?
Because,
I mean, that changes daily as well.
Oh, yeah. And I think even the, just on the consumer side of the demand for products coming out of our industry, like, to get to us sooner, is just pushing it, and people are coming in and seeing, like, oh, yeah, like, we can add this kind of technology here and make it faster. So,
that's right.
So it's really interesting and awesome that you guys are involved in that, too. And I love the idea of the hybrid system, and that you guys offer these different product offerings so that you're able to offer this hybrid offering. So how, how does one, I guess, go about deciding, like, you know, how should I mix my hybrids?
That's a really intricate question. It's an important question, and it can be a mistake-laden question if you're not careful. What we do is trust that to a system. We have a program called Insight that our sales force uses. And we model that. Basically, we have in the database of that system, if you will, truck specifications, demands on the truck, the battery sizes, the power capacity of the battery, the charge rate, the power output of a charger. But we'll sit down and interview you, Kevin, and say, okay, look, you know, what are you going to do? Well, you know, I use these types of trucks for these things, and here's the brakes that I can absolutely guarantee that I'm going to do. So I'll plug in a 15-minute break here, half an hour for lunch. Maybe I have an hour to charge a shifting change, and maybe I have 4 hours later in the day because I'm doing, you know, roughly 2 tens, something like that. And then what we'll do is it'll output, which, well, with this battery and this charger and that truck, you should be fine. Or, no, dude, you're not going to make that. Your battery's just not going to make it through the day. Can you add another shift? Can you add another brake? No, I really can't. Well, then maybe we do a bigger battery or bigger charger. No, that doesn't work. Okay, let's try a different technology. It's mathematical. So you see it graphically. We actually have a live version of that running. It's an online tool and an offline tool that our sales force uses. But we're using that in the booth. It just takes the guesswork. It takes the risk out. That's really what we're trying to do, is put that in. So, you know, again, when we're going to put that in there, we've modeled this to know what technology, what battery, what charger in that truck in your use works for you. And you can imagine then, if you get a couple of technologies that both work, then you come down to taking a look at the pricing, and then you can make that decision. But, you know, if it doesn't work for you, if you're not going to get through the day or through the shift, don't invest in that technology. And we want to make that. I don't want it back in the envelope, back into the cocktail napkin. I want to let's do this as a real thing. The systems, you know, as we get to these more maintenance-free solutions, they're more expensive. There's no question about it, but they're more technology-laden as well. So let's make sure you're getting the correct bang for the buck and put some thought behind that with the system.
Definitely. I think, too, with the, you know, the maintenance-free solution, you think about you know, a lot of times maybe you get distracted by the upfront cost, but then over the long term, you have to think about really how much you're saving, because, you know, you're going to spend that preventative maintenance cost, but reducing that, and also probably in most cases, I would imagine, reducing operator risk too in some cases, you know, because not everybody has the dedicated resources to just, you know, maintain batteries, and sometimes it falls on the operator, unfortunately.
A lot of times, yeah, it does, and you know, it's not like you learn this anywhere. It's not right. Like any of us, we don't water batteries in our personal lives. Like,
no.
I vaguely remember my dad doing it in a car when I was a kid,
yeah,
once, and yeah, you know, you don't do that. And there's wonderful watering products. There's wonderful maintenance products out there.
Right.
Watering systems, battery management systems, they're mm-hmm. wonderful. They still require someone to do something. There's still
right.
a cost to them.
Mm-hmm.
You still got to remember to do it. And if you don't, you're screwed.
Yes.
So that has a cost. Then you've got an expensive maintenance proposition.
Mm-hmm.
Just even having a battery changing room ties up real estate, right?
Right.
I mean, you're in the industry. You
yeah,
live this,
yeah,
right? And do you want to have that, or would you rather be able to move stuff on it? So
yeah. Yeah. Anytime I have somebody... like we have somebody come in and take care of it, an outside party, and you know, anytime I get an operator in and they're like, "Oh, I know how to," I don't want you to do
Thank
it.
You know.
Yeah,
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 right.
Yeah. Just do what you're supposed to do,
right.
Like go pick or put away or whatever the case is, and we let the person that's supposed to do it do it. And I think that, you know, it reduces that risk from a little bit of a safety standpoint too. I mean, batteries are heavy, you know, without a doubt.
If you have an accident, that's an expensive proposition.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So leave them in the truck. Don't touch them. And then let's let some technology and systems take care of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think the other thing that you mentioned earlier is that, you know, both the different types of batteries can work with the same charger, correct? So,
yeah,
when you have the hybrid setup, I'm sure that makes it a lot easier if you need to, like, ramp up on one side, ramp down on one side, if your operation changes a little bit.
It does. And, you know, with our lithium product, which is a modular product, we can
mm-hmm.
actually, we'll probably sell you the size battery demodulated,
mm-hmm.
Less power
yeah.
to fit that application. But the nice part about it is, because it is modular,
right.
if your facility grows, your demand grows, you can buy modules and put them into that system, take
right.
out the dummy modules, which
yeah.
are just there for weight, for counterbalance,
yeah.
put the power in. Or it may be something you only need to rent it for a couple of months because it's busy at holiday time.
Yeah.
So don't spend that for the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
Just rent it for a couple of months. Again, those are the options that are there for you. You know, one of the things that we do with our chargers is the charger talks to the battery
mm-hmm.
through some communication devices. But realistically, what that device is doing is saying, "Hey, charger, I'm a lithium battery.
Right.
Charge me appropriately. Hey, charger, I'm a TPPL, but I'm a Nexus Pure TPPL
yeah.
battery. Charge me appropriately."
Mm-hmm.
"Hey, charger, I'm a flooded product." So
right.
you want to make sure you get those things right. So that's what we want to do. I mean, one of the other things we're showing in the booth, and when you were around it at ProMat, we had mm-hmm. the prototype of it, or the
right.
demo unit of it.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a real one. This is a real functioning wireless charger, inductive
oh, yeah.
charger.
Here we go. This is what I'm excited about.
Kids at Christmas, right?
Yeah.
We're yeah. like Santa Claus. Everyone wants this yesterday. I mean, I wish I had it.
Yeah.
But we have a real one functioning. So it's one of the prototypes that we're working on. It's functioning.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lithium battery on the truck, and we're doing it there. To me, this is one of the simplification steps that we'll get rid of, because
right.
just like my iPhone, like your iPhone, if we don't put it on that wireless charger or plug it in,
yeah.
The battery goes dead, right?
Charged.
So we got to cure that problem
mm-hmm.
too, that future pain point. The wireless charger is just like with a wireless toothbrush, or when
yeah.
we're putting an iPhone or a smartphone on a wireless charging pad, you're
right.
inductively charging that battery. The thing that we do here is that we'll put these pads in places that the vehicle is parked in. You know, we
yeah.
really want to think about that, because that's where we'd sit down with you and say, "Okay, Kevin, where do your folks park these trucks regularly?"
Right. Mm-hmm.
And just have them parked there. Eventually, and this is after it's been out, you know, you start putting these pads down probably an aisle that's a very common aisle in the truck,
right.
a hot aisle, if you will,
yeah.
so that the vehicle can charge as it's moving down that aisle.
Mm-hmm.
That's step two. You need to get to step one and get that out. And that's really what we're looking at. So we're progressing to field testing,
mm-hmm.
and you know, that's always an informative process in the development
definitely.
Cycle.
Yeah, but exciting stuff, definitely. I mean, and you know, I think that ProMat, I mean, we talked about it, and I think my mind was like blown with the wireless charging, because it's like it's such a thing. I think when I heard it, I was like, "Oh my God, that makes so much sense! Like, why has nobody even like
yeah.
thought of that before?" So it's really awesome that you guys are getting closer to like fully kind of rolling that out, and it'd be interesting to see how it takes off in the industry.
Yeah, and integrating it into the vehicles, I think up front will be will be helpful. And then we're gonna want to do a field retrofit sort of thing, and that's gonna be that'll be a second challenge. But I think it's an exciting thing. Again, those chargers, and it's a little bit easier doing that wirelessly. Let me say that is making sure that the charger is recognizing what battery it is. Again, it'll be a chemistry agnostic solution because you're identifying the battery when you're building that thing, when you're putting it in with the truck. So you identify it all takes care of itself. But, we're working through the processes of coil alignment and foreign object detection and making sure we get all the features like that worked out and worked in. And then we'll go to the integration phase. So that's that one, I think, the industry is going to bite our hand off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they already are.
Probably. They are. They want it now.
I'm sure you have some customers that are like, when is this happening?
Yes. Yeah. We do. But it's a good problem to have. Yeah. It's exciting. The cool thing about EnerSys is where we're doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
Again, we're an old industrial battery company. Right? It's been around for a long, long time, 100 to 125 years.
Yeah.
We're really a technology company now. Right? It's just that transformation is crazy. Yeah. And it's exciting. It's cool because this is an old industry.
Definitely.
So it's fun to see.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome that you guys have been able to pivot kind of and adapt with everything else
that's happening. That's a cool word. I didn't think about that. And we've got a really good team. We've got a really bright engineering group. Just the vision of the company is in that direction. And I think we have to. It's existential.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, like we talked about the flexibility earlier. I mean, that's one thing I'm definitely seeing at Modex this year. Everybody's trying to create more flexibility around their solutions or their products that they're providing, because there's so many different things that are now coming into like distribution areas and just working together and needing to be able to kind of fit together, but at the same time work as a whole to create an overall more efficient and more optimized situation.
It really is. And again, I say we see this in our consumer lives.
Right.
It's in our home lives.
Yeah.
It's coming into our world and work.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And now, what has the reception here at Modex been about the actual prototype that's on the floor?
Again, a lot of excitement. People want it. It's the same question. When can we get it?
So, yeah.
Okay, remember at ProMat a year ago, not even 11 months ago, technically, we were showing you a demo unit, which was a concept, was a concept. Now we're actually showing you one that's physically working.
Yeah.
So it's getting those steps in and just reminding people that, there's a lot of stuff. Simplicity doesn't come easy. When you have a simple device, there's usually a lot of engineering and design work around it. And that's the phase we're in now, is that just that grind that out. We're hoping to have it out by ProMat next year on the market. That's really our goal, if not beforehand.
Yeah.
And certainly we'll focus on that. So, but if I had them today, I probably could sell a lot of them. Now, granted, it's a quiet show right now, right? In the coronavirus times.
I'm still sure you can sell a lot of them.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. It's been interesting. Yeah, I will say it's been a quiet show, but the people that have been here have been super engaged. So the ones that here want to be here and made an effort to be here. So we've had a lot of interest in that.
Yeah, I'm curious too, actually, with the new technology that you guys are bringing out. Have you seen, because some of the other companies that we've been talking to, a couple of them have said that the customer actually seems like they're coming with more educated questions around technology and things of that nature. Have you seen that kind of too?
So that's I'm going to think about that for a minute. That's an interesting thought. They're definitely knowing what they're talking about. I think you're right. They've been exposed to the material more.
Yeah.
Or they've educated themselves. There's certainly a lot of buzz in the industry about all this. We're not the only ones coming out with technologies.
Yeah.
So, they're not as naive or uneducated, I think.
Yeah.
Unexposed, I guess. But I would agree with you on that.
Yeah, because it's kind of like almost like they're, before maybe they were coming to the trade show to be exposed, but now they're getting like pre-exposed.
Yeah.
And now they're coming in, they want to like dig in more.
Yeah. Well, that's the advantage of the trade shows. It's like it really is that opportunity. I mean, and this show has been, I think, good in that way, is that the folks that are here, they're spending a long time having deeper conversations than I typically remember at these sorts of shows. But I wonder if some of it is their pre-exposed customers that come here and they want to have that discussion. So that's what's good about them. And they certainly, in a high-density environment here, they get a lot of exposure. But I would say so. There's a lot of pre-knowledge when they're coming into the booth.
Right. Interesting. Yeah,
that kind of think about that.
That kind of follows our consumer. as well, just like we were just talking about.
Yeah, you're right. You know what you've already looked at stuff before you go into the store, before you buy it online.
Yeah.
You've researched a lot of different things.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. So, yep. Harold, thank you so much for coming by.
Always
a
pleasure.
How can people find out more about EnerSys?
Well, EnerSys.com is always one of our sources, and ExperienceNexus.com. ExperienceNexus.com is our microsite on our Nexus products, which is both thin plate pure lead and lithium ion. And they can listen to shows like this, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And when wireless charging is available to buy, we want to tell everybody on the show right away.
Awesome. Yeah, all right. That's perfect. Always a pleasure.
Okay, always a pleasure. Thanks so much. And we'll put all this information on thenewwarehouse.com as well. So, Harold, enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. Right.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.